Friday, April 18th. Dear Nikki,
yawn.
I'm really tired today. Wanna know why, hon? Because I stayed up half the night answering letters from the losers who write to your Miss Know-It-All advice column. I must admit, I was a bit surprised by what I read. I had no idea that the students at this school led such pathetic lives. Anyway, I'm super excited because on Monday, April 28th, I have a big surprise for you. And when Principal Winston reads the Miss Know-It-All column that I secretly helped you write, he's going to be furious. You're going to get suspended for cyberbullying so fast, it will make your head spin. Anyway, here are copies of my two favorite letters and the advice I gave. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I worked really hard to make the 8th grade cheerleading team this year, but the other cheerleaders treat me like I don't belong. I never get to do much cheering or dancing like they do. The only time the team captain needs me is when we do the human pyramid, and she always puts me at the bottom. I have to hold the most people on my back, which is totally excruciating. And if I lose my balance, the whole pyramid collapses and everyone bullies me about it. I'm tired of those girls walking all over me. Literally, I don't know what I did to deserve this kind of treatment, but it's pretty obvious they all hate my guts. I'm majorly frustrated. I don't know if I should quit the team, confront my teammates, or just keep quiet so I don't make things worse. I really don't want to give up my dream of making varsity. What would you do? Cheerless cheerleader. Dear cheerless cheerleader, hun, I think you're kidding yourself if you think you made the cheerleading team based on your awesome moves. My reliable source on the team told me your tryout routine was horrendous. She said she couldn't tell if you were trying to dance or going into convulsions. Your backflips were backflops, your cartwheels were flat tires, and your dismount was totally disgusting. Get the picture? You were chosen for one reason, and one reason alone. You look like a sturdy ogre who can carry a lot of weight. It's been a long tradition for cheerleading captains to handpick strong, ugly girls for the bottom of the pyramid. Didn't you know that? Quit taking everything so personally. Just accept that the bottom is where you belong, sweetie. You should hold your green, Shrek-looking head high that someone actually wants you for something. Bet that doesn't happen often. Yay, you! Sincerely, Miss Know-It-All. P.S. My source wants you to stop dancing. She says you're giving the squad night terrors. OMG, my letter was so mean. Ouch! Now, this letter really tugged at my heartstrings. It was hard to be cruel to this poor guy because he seemed genuinely distraught. I felt so sorry for him that I actually emailed my advice response to him last night. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I have a good friend, and she's smart, funny, and kind. But lately, we haven't been getting along, and it's all my fault. Between a nasty rumor at school and me not telling her much about my personal life, she doesn't trust me, and I don't blame her one bit. Whenever I try to talk to her in class, she just seems down and kind of distracted, like something is really bothering her. I'm starting to worry about her, and I really miss our friendship. What can I do to fix things? Massively cruddy friend. Dear massively cruddy friend, it sounds like you really messed up big time, bro. By the way she's acting, it might be too late to rescue this relationship. It looks to me like she wants you about as much as she wants a week-old bowl of moldy oatmeal. You need to let her know that you care about her ASAP, but not with a quick and impersonal email or text. since she obviously doesn't feel comfortable talking to you, don't push her. I suggest you write a sincere apology letter and tape it to her locker right before class so that you can see her reaction. Also, make sure you ask her to meet you after school someplace classy so you can talk. Hint, most girls love the cupcakery. If she shows up, she truly cares about you, and you can consider yourself lucky that you have a very special friendship. Aww. However, if your friend doesn't show up, it means she's still pretty ticked off at you and possibly never really cared to begin with. If that happens, my advice is to just get over her and move on. Because, dude, there are plenty of fish in the sea, including me. Sincerely, Miss Know-It-All. OMG, Nikki, are you thinking what I'm thinking? It's very possible that this letter came from your crush, Brandon. Yay, you! And if it did, I'll admit that I'm a little jealous that Brandon wrote to Miss Know-It-All about you and not me. Unfortunately, he seems to genuinely care about you in spite of the fact that you're a total loser. But sometimes life is not fair, and people get things that they don't deserve. Most students work really hard to be successful, and some are naturally gifted, like me. Then there are people who cheat their way to the top, like you. Yes, I'm still traumatized by that talent show. My dance troupe, Max Maniacs, won because of my mad skills, edgy styling, and phenomenal choreography. We killed it. Your dorky band, actually I'm not really sure yet, was a big fat joke. Seriously, Nikki? Your singing sounded like a screeching cat with a violent case of diarrhea. But in spite of the fact that I kicked your butt on stage, it was you who became a local celebrity, teen pop princess, and star of your very own reality television show. Excuse me? How did that happen? You are definitely not pretty enough to get by on just your looks, like most of the tone-deaf female pop stars today. But I know your little secret. You're a master manipulator. You brainwash people to make them give you whatever you want. Or you make them feel so sorry for you that they're overcome with guilt and give you whatever you want. So just enjoy your 15 minutes of fame while you can, you cheating, no-talent poser. One thing is for sure, you will never get invited to attend the Grammy Awards. Unless it's to exterminate the flies, fleas, and head lice on those passed-out rock stars who haven't bathed in 2 years. Just thinking about all of this makes me so mad I could just scream! But I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to get even by helping you with your Miss Know-It-All column. And to show you what a great job I'm doing, every day I'll share a few of my favorite super mean letters. Toodles, Mackenzie.